What do you want to know? Seen that clock calculator in one, so that's free. Thank you. Oh, here we go. Three.
Hello, Dave, it's Paul Shepherd. Can you give us a call, mate?
No.
Dave, can you give us a ring, please?
Go away. Good bloke. Good laugh.
Dave, it's Paul again. I don't think...
Leave me alone. It's fine. That one. That's okay. Doesn't matter. Take there. That's the old office. So, let's get you started. Oh. No one is going to lose their jobs. Yes, head office are talking of downsizing, but they've said clearly that the most efficient branch will incorporate the other one. We are the most efficient branch. Cogito ergo sum will be fine. So why should they be worried?
I'm more efficient. Yeah.
They trust me implicitly. I've said there's not going to be redundancies, so that becomes gospel. Unconditional trust. It's nice. You know, mutual, likewise reciprocated. My only worry is that the powers that be don't come down here and pop their head round the door with their rule book and go, oh, hold on, what's going on here? These people are mucking around, right? Whilst getting the job done, they're having a laugh at work with a sword of Damocles hanging over them, right? This isn't in the rule book. Who's in charge here? Guilty, get a new rule book. All right? It works with the turtle.
Which is... Okay, good.
Finally, this young lady is Donna. Daughter of my best friends, Ron and Elaine. She's lodging with me, so she's my responsibility. And her dad's not only a copper, but he's a bloody big bugger, isn't he? So, hands off.
I've got something she can take down in evidence.
Oh, don't worry about this.
Do you want to receive some swollen goods?
Wouldn't mind escaping up her tunnel.
Get out. Get out. I mean it. Shame. I will not have her tunnel banded around this office willy-nilly. Okay, I'll put a settle in. If you do have any trouble from the men, what should you do, Dawn?
Kick him in the balls.
Oh, feminist.
Get your bra off.
Do you want to go out as well?
Sorry, burn your bra, but feminist.
Good point.
Yeah. Obviously keep a t-shirt on, like Charlie Timber.
Okay.
Women's libbers.
That's it.
What are you doing? That's ridiculous.
Hello, random hog. Yeah, hang on a minute, I'll just put you through.
That is... You won't need to use that. You've met this lot. It's Gareth, who you saw in the meeting. Formal introductions.
Hi, I'm Gareth. Welcome.
Just a handshake, that's fine. And Ricky.
Hi.
Nice to meet you. Even longer. Tim.
Hello.
Good. Okay. Settle her in. Get her started. Show her the phones and everything. But first, me think the lady does need a chair. Sit down, I'll just...
Maybe she should sit down here. Then I could teach her the ropes. That's my responsibility as the chair team leader. David, I'm just saying, maybe...
When people say, oh, would you rather be thought of as a funny man or a great boss? My answer is always the same. To me, they're not mutually exclusive. There's a weight of intellect behind my comedy. Yeah? If you were to ask me to name three geniuses, I probably wouldn't say Einstein, Newton, you know. I'd go, Milligan, Cleese, Everett, Sessions.
Gareth, have you got a license to carry that?
Portable phone. Right. Can you swap places with Donna, please?
No, I'm not moving.
Do as you're told.
Why, what are you going to do? Phone me?
I am team leader.
I don't give a...
You're so immature.
Okay. If there's one thing that I am not, it is immature.
Yeah, immature little tosser. Gareth Keenan.
Cock.
So, David, I was just saying to Tim...
Okay. Gun holster.
Just my portable telephone. I was just saying to Tim, maybe...
I just thought...
I know what you're thinking. Did I make 5 or 6 calls? The question is, do you feel lucky, punk? Well, do you?
Clint Eastwood.
Spot on.
Let's let him get on with it.
Okay.
We're all online here, hooked up to the World Wide Web, internet, no shopping.
Oh.
All right. Everyone's got email. Have you used email before?
Yeah.
It's easy, isn't it? I'll just show on you.
Yeah.
Oh, you got a new one. All you do there, see what it says, new mail. Just go to that, just click on that. It's not funny because Donna should not have to see me as a woman with two men doing that all over me.
You've got nice boobs.
No, it's just not. It's just my head. They just put it on there to... Who else has seen this filth? You know what I'm talking about? Who else has seen this filth? You haven't even got email, Joan.
Someone printed it out for me.
Who printed this out for Joan? Wow. I'm angry. And not because I'm in it, but because it degrades women, which I hate. And the culprit, whoever he is in this room. Or she, it could be a woman. Women are as filthy as men. Naming no names, I don't know any, but women are dirty. Good friend of mine, and a bloody good rep, Chris Finch, IQ of 142, one of the cleverest blokes I know, certainly the cleverest bloke you know, isn't he?
Chris Finch, yeah.
He was in an argument once, and he went, how can I hate women? My mum's one. There's a lot of truth in that, and that's why when I see rubbish, I'm not annoyed because I'm in it or I'm a prude. It offends women.
And our mums.
In a way. It's sexist, and I hate that.
So do I.
Yeah, but I've said it, haven't I?
Well, we both said it. We've had meetings where we've both said
but,
it.
Yeah, but, I really hate it.
Yeah, well, I've always said.
The point is this, we've got access to the internet, but it is not censored. Is that a good or bad thing?
Bad.
Well, it's not for us to say. No. All I know is I can type in sex fetish. Yeah. Yes. It takes a little while. 2,230 matches. Yeah. Just click on one at random. Dutch girls must be punished for having big boobs. Now, you do not punish someone, Dutch or otherwise, for having big boobs.
If anything, they should be rewarded.
They should be equal.
Women are equal.
I've always said that, so.
I'm playing my hair.
Huh?
I'm playing my hair.
Play with your hair. All right, then. I've got a kind of hot hand, sorry.
It's all right, just don't touch my head.
All in his... Oh, what... Donna, my responsibility, away from home, I know boys will be boys, word from the top is,
hands off, out of bounds, look but don't touch.
What do you mean by look?
Talk to her, be friendly, don't get any ideas.
Good.
Fine.
What if she's up for it?
You want to get some of this sorted out, mate?
What can we play now?
I don't know.
Ask around. Find out who did the picture, yes. Discreetly.
Undercover.
Well, don't go, you know, steaming in, accusing people, mm-hmm. Okay?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm trained in this when I was in the army.
Territorial?
Territorial army.
Yeah, whatever. Okay?
Okay, I will need some stuff.
Like what?
An office.
We'll use the meeting room for now.
Right, I can say it's my office, can I?
What?
I can say to people, come into my office.
Well, while you're doing this, yeah. Yeah.
Right. Mm. I'll make a sign.
You don't need to make a sign. Mm. And if I need the meeting room for a meeting again, it's the meeting room again, so...
Right, I'll take the sign down.
Don't need to make a sign.
Well...
Well, don't make a sign.
Gareth Keenan.
Who's that?
Come on.
I'm sorry.
That's that.
Yeah.
Okay. You go left, you go right, kick. It's
Yeah, but I never said that was. You were just doing this body rip.
No, I was doing that.
Nobody ever does
that. That was straight from Thriller, though. It goes, ee-hee! Shummo!
Afternoon, Mr. Jackson.
Alright.
I think he's a national superstar, but he's sent that fax yet. Have you heard Michael Jackson's new song he's doing?
No.
He's teamed up with West Ham football team, apparently. Yeah. Doing On Forever Blowing Bubbles. She's now football. Tell her later. Have you heard George Michael's latest release?
No.
George Michael's latest song. It's his release there.
Is it about blowjobs?
Yeah, there's the thing in the toilet. It was a hand job.
Right. Is it Wank Me Off Before You Go Go?
What's white and slides down toilet walls?
I don't know.
Michael Jackson's latest release. George Michael's.
Yeah.
Good, isn't it?
Can you moonwalk?
Probably not anymore.
Here we go.
Yeah.
It's just who's to.
Have you
got
to
drop
your
head? No, you can't. No, not on this. So you can't do it on this.
Tell me
on
the
no, I used to do it. Yeah. Oh, no, yeah, I know how to do it. I used to, all that stuff as well.
Oh, yeah, the
all that sort of stuff, yeah. Just trying to take control of the body. And it's all that now, isn't it?
Yeah, I know, it's all...
Busy?
Yeah, just keeping up the morale.
Can we have a chat?
Yeah.
Oh!
Keith, thanks for coming in.
Now, you know what this is about. Obviously, you've seen the picture, you know, David on the
computer. I saw it.
Yeah, and we've all had a bit of a laugh about it, haven't we?
It's funny.
Yeah. There's a time when the joking has to stop, though. Not only is it derogatory...
David has trusted me with this because not only have I got people skills, but I am trained in covert operations. Do you know the phrase, softly, softly, catchy monkey? I could catch a monkey. If I was starving, I'd make poison darts out of the poison off of deadly frogs. 1 milligram of that poison can kill a monkey or a man. Prick yourself, you'll be dead within a day or longer. Different frogs, different times. Do you know who done the picture?
Yeah. No, I mean, no.
Right. Your first answer was yeah, wasn't it?
I meant no.
Well, why did you get?
I don't know.
Am I making you nervous?
No. I mean, yeah.
That's interesting.
I've just spent 2 days in Swindon with Neil, and he's made some big changes. Now, when we spoke on Friday, you said you were going to instigate some changes of your own. I just wondered how that was going.
Great.
Good. What have you done?
Changed many things, really. In a global sense, streamlining the whole ongoing enterprise on it.
I'm sorry, David, that sounds like management speak to me, and I know you hate that.
Yeah, I do. So,
well, can you give me, let's say, 5 practical changes that you've actually made?
5 specific changes?
Hmm.
I'll give you 3, and then another 2 if you need them.
Okay.
Efficiency, turnover, profitability.
I'm sorry, David, that still sounds like management speak.
No. Because...
You hate
yeah.
that. Shall I tell you what Neil's done?
Can do.
He's frozen any wage increases, he's put a stop on all overtime, and any purchases of £100 or more now go through him.
100? I was going to make it 90, but 100's all right.
And he has started making redundancies, David.
That's only four.
Yeah, whatever, David. Have you made any redundancies?
I gave a speech only this morning to my staff, assuring them there would not be cutbacks at this branch, and that there certainly wouldn't be redundancies, so...
Well, why on earth would you do that?
Why? Oh, don't know. A little word that I think's important in management called morale.
Well, surely it's going to be worse for morale in the long run when there are redundancies and you've told people that there won't be.
They won't remember.
This one.
Oh, that way.
No. Ooh!
Yeah, I know. Like
that.
Yeah.
That is nice.
I'll be honest with you, David. There have got to be cutbacks. Now, if you can't manage that yourself, that's why I'm your boss. I can do that for you.
You're not the boss here, and you don't have to do anything for me because I've already made cutbacks.
What, you've made cutbacks already?
Yeah. I didn't want to tell the staff, but to you.
Well, cutbacks where?
Staff.
So there have been some redundancies?
Yeah.
Have you let anyone go?
Yeah.
Who?
Julie.
Where does Julie work?
Warehouse.
What does she do?
General warehouse in the warehouse. She was, so...
Oh, I'm sorry, David. I thought I knew everyone who worked in the warehouse. What's her surname?
Second name. Anderton.
It's signs that Gav's made for the door of his office. He started off with interrogation room. He went to interrogation office, investigation room, investigation office, just for the... he really lost it here. Quiet, please. Investigation in process. Silence. Interrogation. That's frightening. This is what he's gone for. Investigation and meeting room. Yeah, makes sense. My personal favourite, though, has to be Gareth Keenan investigates. Why? So.
There's a lot of, I'm trying to work in here.
Sorry, mate, yeah. How is the investigation going?
Good. Very good.
Do you need a deputy at all?
No. I've already got one.
All right, Sheila.
Keep it down.
This is scary, David. Don't tie any more cash up in stock unless you have to.
Please.
I'm sure you could lose more people from down here. Who's the foreman?
Taffy! Taffy! Glyn!
What?
We'll call him Taffy. The thing is, though, no one's dispensable in my book. Yeah? Because we're like one big organism, one big animal. Yeah? The guys upstairs on the phone, they're the mouth. You know? Guys down here, the hands.
And what part are you?
Good question. Probably the humour.
With responsibility comes harsh things. People look at me, they say, oh, he's tough. You know, he was in the army. He's going to be hard by the book. But I am caring and sensitive. Isn't Schindler's List a brilliant film?
Yeah.
See, people think a strong man can't be sensitive, but I'm thoughtful. And caring.
Sorry, what's this about?
About the picture of David with the two blokes jizzing on him.
Oh, were they both jizzing on him? I thought he was sucking one of them off.
I don't think... No, look, it's just jizzing.
Well, I didn't do it.
Good. Fine. Well, I'm glad we had this little chat. I don't want you to think of me as your boss.
Well, you're not.
Well, I'm higher up than you, so I am. What I'm saying is, don't think of me as a boss, but know that I am.
I don't think you are.
Well, I'm team leader, so I am. I'm higher up than you. Gareth Keenan. Right, seriously, now just stop it. Yes, I've had office romances. Loads. Not here, another place I worked at.
good-looking ones as well. But they're not a good idea. Office romance is like shitting on your own doorstep. I've had loads of offers here, but I go, no way. Distracting. And that's actually one of the major arguments against letting gay men into the army. And I haven't got a problem with that. You know, a gay man's not going to put me off. I can handle myself. But if we're in battle, is he going to be looking at the enemy, or is he going to be looking at me, going, ooh, you know, he looks tasty in his uniform. And I'm not homophobic, alright, come around, look at my CD collection. You'll find Queen, George Michael, Pet Shop Boys, they're all bummers.
Alright, that's... What are you watching?
That's my dog shagging his dog.
Oh.
Glyn, I'm sure David's made it clear to you that you'll be losing personnel.
That's the funny bit, look at Gus's face. Yeah.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Do you think you can lose any more staff from down here? I know you lost Julie Anderton recently.
Oh, who? Opened the can of worms there.
Julie Anderton, yeah. David fired her.
Never heard of her.
Oh, loyalty. When someone goes from this organisation, they no longer exist.
She never existed, did she?
Well, she...
You made her up.
Wait, you backed me into a corner and I act.
You lied.
So it's a form of acting.
Take this upstairs, we're being busy.
Yeah. You don't look busy.
Do you want me to get busy, love?
Sorry?
You be next, Keza Lokes, and push.
A word with you now.
Yeah. That was out of order in a way. No, I'm not in trouble.
What she needs is a good shagging.
I might bloody have to now. See you later.
Now then, you two... Tim.
What do you want, Gareth?
I've been assigned to find out who did the picture.
Right, who was it?
Well, I don't know.
Will you get fired?
Will I get fired?
If you don't know who did it.
Well, I'm finding out now. I'm doing investigations now. Was it one of you two?
Yes. Christ, you're good.
Was it?
No!
I knew it wasn't. Listen, I'm not going to fire you if you know anything, because...
You couldn't.
I could.
How would that work?
I would say, you're fired, clear your desk, and...
I would say you don't have the authority, but go on.
Not true. Not true. Because in this room, I have special...
Needs?
No. I am a special...
Needs child?
No, and that's not even funny.
Well...
Right? I won't have you fired, because...
You couldn't.
Right, that's all.
I just can't believe their total lack of respect.
Yeah. Not only do they undermine you in an authoritative sense, coming on, but they left an image in my mind of you naked on all fours, being quite literally done doggy style.
David?
Carry on.
What is it?
I've found a guilty man.
Have you indeed, Mr. Keenan?
Can this wait, David?
Yeah, but if I tell you there's pornography, sexist pornography, which I hate, going around the office, then do you want it to wait?
Pornography?
Who was it?
Surprise, surprise, it was Tim.
Shame, good man. Good man, how can you be sure?
I found these pictures on his hard drive, downloaded from the internet.
After investigation, licensed by, carried out by... But, no. Oh, I don't need to see this, I don't want to see this. Oh... Oh, that's worse than the one before. I don't know. There aren't any more. There are more. Well, he will have to be disciplined, because when the disciplining has to be done, then the laughter stops for that amount of time, then continues, rehabilitation notwithstanding. It's everywhere. How did you find out?
Well, I suspected the pictures probably came off the internet, so I checked everyone's computer.
Yeah.
Because there is a log of every web page you visited. You just go to the internet page and then net history.
Well, no, it's not worth it, because... I don't want to know how it's done, in a way. Can you delete the history thing on the computer? We should, really.
David, this is a meeting.
Yeah. Okay, that's all. Right, anything else?
Taffy phoned from the warehouse. He's got another funny video for you.
Thanks. Okay.
This is just one big boys' club, isn't
it? Not really, no.
Seedy little men with seedy little jokes.
Jokes.
This morning. Perfect example. I do not want to be put in that position again.
Don't go down the warehouse.
David, don't tell me where I can and can't go in my own company.
Advice.
You're on very thin ice as it is. You've already lied to me today. What's that? You lied to me because you don't have the guts to do your own job.
I don't have the guts.
If you're not man enough to do your job, I will do it for you.
Not man enough? Shh. Okay. Come here.
Busy at work?
Is there a problem?
Yeah, that.
So what's that?
Who's that?
I don't know, a dirty picture with my head on it. As a sex object. And don't... You know I like a laugh, Tim. I'm just... Porno laughs are not funny, okay? I'm disappointed.
You think I did this?
Case closed.
Oh, didn't I say that? As it was my investigation.
And what annoys me is, you obviously didn't do it in your own time.
Whoa. Columbo here figured it out, didn't it? Well, yeah, of course. Sorry, yeah, I must be guilty if you got your best man on the case.
Yeah, stop trying to be funny for 1 second, Tim, okay? And listen, okay? And stop taking advantage of my good nature, because I could be like every other boss in this situation, okay? Right? You're taking the piss, and I'm getting sick of it.
David, it wasn't me, okay? It was your good friend, Chris Finch. He used my computer. He said he was your best mate and you'd find it hilarious.
Oh, no, it is. That's never in question. I think it's bloody hilarious. You're missing the... But,
are
you,
going to apologise to Tim?
I tell you about families. You don't have to, in a way. So...
Are you going to apologise to Tim?
I have, in a way.
Are you going to apologise now?
Yes. Sorry about that. You were involved. You covered for it so well as well. You were involved and you covered. That's what I like.
Well, I really wouldn't want to be here when you ball out Finch.
You won't be. It's not fair, nor will you. So.
So it's not offensive now, it's Chris Finch.
Let's not dwell on whether it is or isn't this or... Let's stop degrading women, please. Let's have a laugh with them, not at them. Let's have a laugh at work with women, at us.
So I trust you'll be telling Chris Finch he won't be working with us anymore.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I'll get rid of a good rep because he didn't play the joke.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
David, don't even start.
No, fine. That's come from the top. Yeah, hi Chris, it's David here. Yeah, bad news, mate. We're going to have to let you go, we can't use you anymore. No, yeah, because of the joke. No, I've got a sense of humour, but that, you know, that was offensive towards women, and, you know, to be honest, I can't tolerate it. I'm going to have to pass on.
And sponsored by Accurist will be 4, 21 and 40 seconds.
Pathetic.
Is it?
At the third stroke, the time sponsored by Accurist will be 4, 21 and 50 seconds.
So, has anyone got the right time?
So what becomes of you, my love?